Cohen looking to throw it, and he's got the touchdown! Here's Brady's pass, it's Gronkowski! Oh! Mac strips it! He is unbelievable!
Welcome to the Tabor Gridiron Podcast. Isaac, Steven here.
Yes.
And this has been an epic. I kind of feel like we got to figure out a different word.
Like every week.
We got to get like the synonyms of epic.
Exactly.
But if there was going to be an epic week, this was an epic week of football because it was Thanksgiving in there. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody. And you kind of had, just in that week, you closed week 11 with a Monday night game. But in that week, you had Monday night football, then you had Thursday, which was Thanksgiving, but you had three games instead of just the normal one on Thursday night, right? So we had three games on there.
Then
we had a game on Friday.
This is the first time ever.
First time ever on Black Friday.
Black Friday.
So that was epic. We'll talk about that game as well. Then you go to Sunday, and you had three more games, and then you close that whole thing with a Monday night game. I mean, that was a lot of football.
That was a lot of football. And I mean,
I think we pretty much watched all of it. And again, if you're going to have an epic week of football, this was it.
This was it, for sure. And the other thing is, like, we fundamentally, there were still the same number of games that were played, like, on a Sunday, but they were just spread out so well that it made you feel like you were getting all this football, and it was just, it was a really,
But everybody can't watch all the games on a Sunday. Like, all of them are,
all of them were primetime games.
But these were all right, exactly. So that's what, I mean, that's one, three, that's four, five, six, seven, eight, nine games of football that we're watching. And
way
3 hours each. You do the math.
Way too much time.
Yeah, we've wasted, I don't know, I can't really say wasted. Yeah, we probably wasted a lot of time. But it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. And we saw a lot of really good stuff from a lot of different teams. A lot of games you thought you knew were going to happen that way, and then a lot that actually just surprised us.
So just quickly go over Thanksgiving games.
Yeah.
Packers and Lions, I really wanted the Lions to win.
I did too.
They should have kind of squeaked through, and they didn't.
Jared Goff had too many interceptions.
Come on, Lions. Like all of a sudden they just didn't show up for Thanksgiving football, and I really needed them to. I wanted them to beat the Packers. I'm rooting for the Lions right now. They're doing a great job in the division.
At this point, yeah.
And I really want them to do good. Goff's been doing great. All right, kind of move on from there. Commanders and Cowboys, divisional, you think it's going to be just a good kind of battling out? Yeah, the Commanders got their butts whooped.
Yeah, that one, it's sad. I mean,
just totally dominated. Good for Dak. Again, it was just a good day for him and everybody there kind of just steamrolled through there. I was really hoping that the 49ers and the Seahawks game was going to be better than it ended up being.
That's true.
I wasn't really looking for that or expecting that 49ers to blow out the Seattle Seahawks. And so, fun game. Mm-hmm. And it was a good just kind of close. You just, you know, you ate all your turkey and you're just kind of laying there
half
watching
them.
And Brock Purdy definitely just leading his team and doing what he needs to do.
I was hoping for a little bit more from Geno, but
he kind of had things kind of hyped up. And I was just hoping for a little bit more. Then he went to your first Black Friday, first ever game.
Yes.
It was a pretty good one. Like I think when they're scheduling things, again, there were so many games. If we looked over from the last 12 weeks, how many times that the Jets are on prime time is a little ridiculous.
Because we all thought they would have Aaron Rodgers.
But that was the thing. They all kind of scheduled it going like, Jets are going to be awesome. Aaron Rodgers is going to be there. And he went out week one, game one,
and now
at the beginning of the game, and it's just been struggling Jets. And they just keep showing up on prime time.
Yeah,
but their defense is really good and has been doing really good and can continue to do good. Mm-hmm. So you're like, okay, well, hey, we got first Black Friday game.
Why not? Yeah,
Dolphins Jets. It wasn't horrible.
It was not horrible. And the Jets, they didn't. Obviously, it was kind of. We all knew the Dolphins would probably win, but the Jets still put up a fight and they still did play pretty well. In all honesty, with just how their whole season's been going. They actually did show up and play pretty well against the Dolphins. Tyreek Hill was going off on the Dolphins, and I was just, it was really I mean, I don't really know what I was expecting from this game in general, but I guess it kind of delivered.
Well, they got two interceptions, the Jets defense, but right, they couldn't necessarily stop Waddle or Tyreek Hill. Each of them had over 100 yards. I was just not expecting that from the Jets defense because they have been doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
So Miami just kind of had their number and just kind of steamrolled. But I think what's happening with the Jets is they had that potential to make the playoffs. Not saying they're completely out, but they're pretty much out. And then there's that hype of like Aaron Rodgers is like, maybe I can come back earlier. So they're like, okay, if Zach Wilson can kind of just keep things together a little bit. But they've been changing quarterbacks and they're moving things around and they're losing games. And so there's just a whole lot of just, I don't want to say like team depression, but you're kind of getting that a little bit. And just kind of like, what's real? I mean, Tim Boyle was their starting quarterback.
Yeah.
And he didn't do that well. So it's really hard for the Jets. We're probably going to keep seeing them on primetime, though.
Yeah, that's just true.
It is what it is. So anyway, then we go into Sunday, and Monday had a whole bunch of games. So what do you got for me?
One game I know you were looking forward to and I was looking forward to was the Bills and Eagles game. That one was just, it was wild. And ultimately, the Eagles did come away with the win. I was, at this point, I didn't really know who I wanted to win. I just wanted to see a really good game. And it went into overtime, which I was very happy about. And
I think that's the first overtime game we witnessed, right? I think that was the first one. I don't think it was the first one of the season, but I think it's the first one that we've actually watched this year.
Yeah, it wasn't
not a whole lot of teams have gone there. If a game was going to go to overtime, like this was a cool game to go to overtime.
This was a really cool game. And it wasn't really even supposed to. Like, it was, you almost thought it was over, and then they had Jake Elliott kick a 59-yard field goal.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That was crazy.
A lot of people were saying, like, this could be a Super Bowl game, and maybe it was a Super Bowl preview, which it could be. I can see these two teams making it to the playoffs. Bills really need to kick it into gear. They've been struggling a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
I was going for Buffalo. They really battled it out both ways, and it was really good. And both teams really played really well. I felt bad because the Bills get into these situations. They get into overtime games, and then they're just not able to kind of pull it through. But they're also just on, like, I mean, there were so many. Josh Allen did a great job, and then your receiver is dropping the ball. And then it's just, I mean, you win as a team, lose as a team. But those little things, if your guys catch the ball, you're winning the game. And those are big drops and those cost things. Now, for this being a Super Bowl, I'm glad this wasn't the Super Bowl, although it would have been a very entertaining Super Bowl.
It would have been a very entertaining Super
Bowl. But think about this. If Buffalo and the Eagles make it to the Super Bowl, the Eagles, if they lost, you'd be like, oh, man, they lost again? Like, what's going on with the Eagles? They make it to the Super Bowl, and they're not pulling through.
And we
but
all
then
know
on the other hand, if Buffalo makes it, they have to win. Because
you can't handle another Bills
Buffalo
loss.
Cannot go to another Super Bowl and fall apart. So I'm glad this wasn't the Super
That's
Bowl.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't know.
Josh
if this
Allen's got to really pull it together. You definitely, like you were saying, they were dropped. A lot of their receivers were making a lot of drops. And it was kind of sad to see, but then also Josh Allen literally just like took it into his own hands and got like 81 rushing yards. He was just running. It almost looked like Justin Fields. It was crazy. And in all honesty, I think they do really need to start like putting it together. They were doing really well at like the start of the season. They started getting really good. And then something happened and they just kind of were in this like slump. And so
I think they're kicking it up a little bit right now. And I think the key is, Josh really stepping up. And he did. He did play phenomenal and was just really, really good, really good decisions, making good plays. And they just got to be able to scrape through. Now, that being said, they played the Eagles.
True.
I mean, if you're going to lose against a team like that, like you hard fought and you stayed neck and neck with the Eagles, who are just amazing right now. So this wasn't just like
You lost to
the Bears or the Panthers or type thing, and you're like, okay, what's going on? So they definitely need to step it on the gear, but you have Eagles right now that are just steamrolling.
Oh, 100%.
10-1. They're the top of everything right now.
Exactly.
Can they continue that? We're going to find out.
We're going to find out. Another team that's on the top of stuff, on the top of the leaderboards is, and honestly, I don't think it's talked about enough, is the Jaguars. And they have just been playing incredible this year. And it was kind of a shock to me because I watched the Jaguars and Texans game, which was very entertaining. I loved seeing Trevor Lawrence and CJ Stroud battling it out. But looking at the Jaguars' record and just seeing them play, they are a really formidable team. And I honestly, it's like the first I've really heard about them. And they honestly, they're probably making it to the playoffs. They're leading their division. And I was just really entertained with Trevor. He had 364 yards, touchdown, interception. He was just, and their defense is incredible too. They were shutting down CJ Stroud. And in all honesty, I was really impressed with what I saw from the Jaguars.
Yeah, I mean, they're a top five team right now. Mm-hmm. And there's a handful. I mean, wow, like I'm looking at it right. There's so many teams that are just on the bottom of that totem pole that are just, wow, really bad. But yeah, you got Jacksonville at 8-3 with a whole bunch of teams. I mean, you got Dallas, Detroit, Jacksonville, the Chiefs, the Dolphins, the 49ers, all at 8-3 right there. And you just got Baltimore and the Eagles at that top.
Baltimore is doing really well.
Right. I mean, there's still a lot of football left. There's still some really good football left. And there are still some really, there's enough good teams that you're going to get a lot of really good games, especially as you get down to those playoffs, you know, the last final weeks to get some, you know, playoff seedings and some spots and things like that. And then I think once we get into those playoffs, we're going to see some pretty epic football on some kind of obscure teams, so to speak, too. And mm-hmm. I'm happy to see some of these, you know, teams kind of squeaking through. Denver, I'm calling it right now. Denver is making the playoffs.
Oh, really?
They're okay. Not going to make, I don't think they're going to make it very far. Like, they're not winning the Super Bowl.
That's
sorry,
true,
sorry,
yeah.
Broncos. Sorry, you know, Russ. But I'm right now, come on, man.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson has been playing some football. And I think that they're going to squeak into a kind of wild card spot there. Maybe even win a first game, like a wild card game. And then I think they'll get knocked out. But
in like the division.
I think everybody wrote them off. Super, they're struggling crazily at the beginning. But I don't know. Russ has been kind of kicking it into gear.
He has. And in all honesty, like, during the start of the season, we all, wrote them off. They were struggling, and there was no doubt about it. But him, Sean Payton, they have really been turning their season around. And, like, I don't know if I'm necessarily where you're at right now, but I would not be surprised if they make the playoffs because they just, fundamentally, they have a really good team. Like, when you really think about it, you have a Super Bowl-winning quarterback, a Super Bowl-winning coach, and when you put those two things together, like, they have a really solid team right now.
I think they're going to make it. I'm calling it right now. They're at least going to the playoffs. But hopefully, it's going to happen. Everyone I've called or everything that I've been like, this is going to happen,
that's
is
true,
like totally
yeah.
falling apart. But there's enough teams right now. We've talked about several of them that Bengals, at this point, I don't want to say, you don't want to just be like, oh, teams are just totally out. Your team's going to tank and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got guys that are out for the whole season and you got like Joe Burrow, like there's not, I just can't see them really scraping through and mm-hmm. making it all the way through the playoffs and winning a Super Bowl without Joe Burrow.
Exactly.
And those are kind of a bummer where you've lost some key guys and there's just enough, you know, even you're watching Monday night and you're watching the Bears and the Vikings. Yeah, that exactly how that sounds when I just said that to you, and you're probably all just like rolled your eyes like, oh, that was probably a boring game. Guess what? It was exactly the game that you think or thought it was, and
it was
just
that
brutal
game.
When it was just kind of, yeah. I do have to say, though, for as much as we have scrutinized the Bears and will continue to, Justin Fields really did play a good game.
He did.
There was some stuff from him that was really elite. And I was like, wow, great decisions, moving the ball around. He had some mistakes late in the game that almost cost them the game, you know, two fumbles pretty late. So there was just some glimpses of some, he has some skill. It's just, we're not really utilizing that. But otherwise, I mean, it was just awful. They didn't score a touchdown. It was just a ton of field goals. Then you got the Vikings on the other hand that are just struggling. And Dobbs is doing decent, but he really had a hard time. Lots of interceptions, lots of bad decisions. And, it was just when you have the caliber where, like, they were doing good as well, they're going to be battling in the division. And when your star quarterbacks and your main leaders go out for the season, that's really hard. When you lose guys for a couple weeks, you can kind of hang on, maybe win one or two games. Maybe you lost a couple, but your star guy is coming back. When you don't get that,
that's just it's devastating.
Rough. It's rough. It's rough for sure.
It is. And it's really sad to see. That happened to the Bengals, but another team that's just been struggling and they haven't really lost anyone. And they're actually, the sad thing is they're still playing really good football, but it keeps just not amounting is the Chargers. And
I
am so like sad every, not sad every time I see them play, but every time I watch them play, just Justin Herbert and Keenan Allen play just really amazing football. And then it's like the 15 seconds left in the fourth quarter and they lose it. Like that just gets me every time. Like I almost want to just watch it up until like the fourth quarter and then turn it off and just have that image in my mind because they get so close every time. This game they were playing at, Ravens and Chargers, they weren't as close as they've been in past games, but they still just played really good football. Justin, he was almost there. He had 217 yards. Keenan Allen, 106 receiving yards. Like, they play really good football. And obviously, they're playing against the Ravens. And for them to stay pretty neck and neck through the whole game with the Ravens is, in my opinion, a win in and of itself because of just the caliber the Ravens are at right now. Like we talked about in the standings, they are behind the Eagles. They're second place. They're kind of steamrolling as well. But it gets me every time I watch the Chargers play because it's just like, I want to see them win a game, and they're so close to winning a game. And at this point in time, they're not even in a wild card spot. They're still in the hunt. They're not really, in my opinion, I hate to be just like a realist here, but I don't really think they're going to make the playoffs. I was hoping they were going to, but I don't, unless they like really pull things around, it's not really looking good for the Chargers.
I 100% agree. I think I'm looking even just at the standings and whatnot. They are probably the only team that I would really comfortably say that their record does not reflect how good they really are in their
100%.
Team. Like, there's a lot of the records like, yep, Patriots 2-9. Yep, you really do stink and you're 2-9. And there's just a lot of teams in 5-7 and 4-8 and all those that kind of they are struggling. I am shocked to see the Chargers in that mix. And I do not I think that they are capable of way more, and they have most of their guys are healthy. That's what's crazy. You're right.
It's
just, how are you not? And they are playing great football. Even this game with the Ravens, the score right now 20-10 doesn't really necessarily reflect how good they even did. I mean, they kept Lamar Jackson in check.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense really stepped up, and they just fell apart in that fourth quarter. There are so many games. I think almost every game this year that they've lost has been a one-score game.
Yes.
This was pretty much a one-score game that they lost by, and it was, you know, kind of garbage time, and the Ravens ended up getting another touchdown, which kind of, again, skewed the numbers here as far as their win, you know, 20-10. But it really was a close game all the way up to the final minutes, and they just need to figure a way to kind of jump that hurdle. I don't want them to get rid of guys. Like, I don't think that coaching staff should be on the chopping block. I think that this is a very unique team that, again, their record does not reflect how good or bad that they really are. I think that they have a powerhouse team, kind of just keep going, doing what they're doing. They just need to figure out, how do we push through to the end, get over those hurdles?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of the Chargers. For sure, in the coming weeks, I think we're going to see some good stuff. I don't think this year is going to be their year, but I think just kind of grow a little bit more. Justin Herbert's really developing. I mean, I'm putting him in that top category. I watch him play, and he's not definitely in that bottom or even that middle tier.
Yeah.
I think he's up there with these other guys at the skill level that he has. He's entertaining to watch as well, and he's got some great receiving core around him, great defense.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mystery for sure.
It is a mystery. And all, like, we've seen some really good teams. We're going to obviously keep watching and seeing what's going to happen because this is why we watch football. Anything can happen. Who knows? Maybe the Chargers
like
will make
the Broncos
playoffs.
Making
exactly.
The playoffs. See?
Like,
Chargers. I don't know if they can really squeak through.
I don't think so,
and
I'm
do
hoping.
That. You know, the Rams, I don't know. The Packers are in the hunt right now, which, what the heck?
Yeah.
Like, that, again, some teams that are really just kind of scraping through. There's a lot of teams that are just in that 5-6 win ratio that it's just anybody's game
exactly.
Right now. The Texans, Texans are going to squeak in and make the playoffs, and that's actually going to be pretty impressive.
That is going to be impressive. I mean, when is the last time we've seen the Texans in a playoff game?
I would have to look. I mean, they weren't horrible even just several years ago.
Oh, that's true.
You got
J.J.
Watt, and they had some good stuff going on. But right now, their quarterback is playing lights out, and I think, you know, they lost. They barely lost. That was the game where he hits the field goal, and they almost won.
They almost won.
And it just, I don't know. But C.J. Stroud, for a rookie, he's pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
And I'm really liking what I'm seeing from the Texans.
I am too. And honestly, I'm glad that they're kind of making the playoffs, because I want to see him play against like some really high caliber teams, and I want to see really what he's made of. And I'm glad they're making the playoffs. NFC South, I think the Falcons are in the lead right now, but honestly, that division is so bad that honestly any of them could really take it at this point, besides the Panthers.
Yeah,
any of them could go for it.
Just quickly, because then we'll look a little ahead for this next coming week. So, yeah, some of these division leaders, here you got the Chiefs with the Broncos, just two games behind. Again, I'm calling the Broncos in there. Chargers are at the bottom of that division.
Yeah.
Which is just crazy.
That's the hard thing. The Chargers are good, but they're in a really hard division.
Right. Then you got, Jacksonville leading their division, but then your Colts and Texans right behind there. I think the Texans, I think they can squeak in. And then you got the Ravens with Pittsburgh and Cleveland. They're kind of struggling. Lost some guys. Lots of injuries.
Yeah.
I don't really see them kind of stepping up and pushing through really strong at the end here. Pittsburgh possibly can.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh is one of those teams at 7-4. I how do you say this? I think Pittsburgh is worse than their record reflects. Like I don't watch them play and go like, you should be a 7-4 team. I'm watching them going like, how did you win 7
exactly
games? That's one of those mystery ones.
That's one of those. Okay.
Right. And then you have Miami and Buffalo in the top of theirs as well. So it's really on those aspects. Then you go into the NFC. You got the Eagles, Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are definitely going to be making it in there.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got, Detroit and Minnesota, Green Bay. Minnesota, I don't think they're really going to scrape through. Yeah, the sad part is I think Green Bay may sneak in there and get a wild card spot.
That would be crazy.
I think Detroit's going to continue to take that division. And then, you look at the South, you got the Falcons, the Saints, the Buccaneers, and the Panthers. Now, the Panthers are just 1-10, wow, awful. But
they already fired their coach.
They're all 5-6, 5-6, and 4-7. So that's kind of anybody's division there. And then you got the 49ers just blowing away everybody in theirs. Yeah.
At this point,
when your team fires you halfway through, they fired a ton of people. But look at Carolina. They won one game.
Exactly.
I would have fired everybody probably a long time ago.
Yeah. Honestly, that's the truth.
All right. Thursday night's coming up. Seahawks, Cowboys. Who do you think is going to win in this one?
Honestly, I am really hoping the Seahawks are going to win. I'm not a huge Cowboys fan, but I'm hoping for the Seahawks, but I could realistically see the Cowboys winning. They're just kind of going on a rampage. Some more games I'm really looking forward to. The Bengals and the Jaguars game should be really good. Bengals are kind of just struggling, but who knows, something might happen. 49ers and Eagles, that is going to be incredible. That might be another Super Bowl-esque game that we can see.
Yeah, that's your afternoon game for Sunday, 49ers and Eagles. That is going to be really good.
That is going to be really good. Another one, the last one, that actually I'm really excited to see because I just want to see where it's going to go, is the Texans and Broncos. That game could be really interesting because we were hyping up the Texans and the Broncos. We could see something really good out of that game.
Yeah, and then you got Chiefs and Packers for Sunday night. That could be pretty interesting as well, just because the Packers have stepped up.
They have
been playing some decent football. You never know what's going to happen. So, cool. Well, Isaac, I'm looking forward to it. We're going to kind of dive into all of that. The next time we talk, I'm pretty sure, looking at my watch here, you are going to be 15.
Oh, yes.
So we're stepping into that next realm there. So
all right.
Happy early birthday to you.
Thank you.
We'll connect and talk next week.
All right. See you guys later.